This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week. This week's topic is tsunamis. Tsunamis, yes, we've had a tsunami warning not too long ago. And to find out what's going on since Tsunami Awareness Week starting here March 24th, we've got the Director of the Department of Emergency Management for San Mateo County. Good to meet you, and please introduce yourself and tell us about yourself.
Hi, Cindy. Hello, Coastsiders. I'm Shruti Dhapodkar, the Director of Emergency Management at San Mateo County.
And how long have you had that position, and where did you come from?
I've had this position for about a year and a half, and I come from health in San Mateo County. I was the emergency manager for health.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So we are having Tsunami Awareness Week coming up, March 24. We've got some websites we'll talk about. But first of all, we just had recently the tsunami warning. There was some confusion and some good things happened from that. We learned a lot. First of all, let's talk a little bit about how do we prepare for a tsunami? What's the best advice from the county and from your office on preparing for a tsunami?
So the best advice I can give to your listeners is that you should know your zone today. And you can do that by going to the California website, make a plan. If there is a tsunami, where are you going to go? And you almost don't need to go too much further inland. You need to basically go to higher ground, and you need to know what that is for your location specifically. Sometimes it's as easy as crossing a road or going three houses up the street. So have that plan in place. And the most important thing is to stay informed. Sign up for emergency alerts through smcalert.info, and that's how you can get some emergency alerts.
That's perfect. Now, the zones, one of the things I did not know about, and we'll be talking about that, but there are a variety of zones here on the coast side, and they are figuring that a tsunami going up and down would be 5 to 8 feet difference in the various tidals and waves. And one of the things I heard about was people should walk, don't drive. But walk, and you're right, it could be as close as just to where the senior co-siders are, correct? You could be, you don't have to really go that far inland to be safe from a tsunami, yes?
Yes. So some people may need a car, of course.
Right.
Really caution by saying it is specific to your area, so where you are. You know, conservation.ca.gov has those maps, the tsunami maps, that you can actually go to and get your zone now. There are not very many zones. It's in our coastline. It's pretty simple. It's get to higher ground. And I recommend that you do that before a tsunami occurs for both your workplace, where you live, if you frequent a restaurant very often, let's say you go and have coffee every morning at a bakery, you know that area and know where you can get to higher ground.
Right, and I have to tell you, there's a park. Some of the parks, I've actually seen these signs that says tsunami zone. There are not very many of them, but it's really a good thing to know. So some of the websites that we're talking about for the being prepared includes the smcalert.info and the smcgov.org/DEM. Of course, that's for the Department of Emergency Management. We're coming up on Tsunami Awareness Week. What should we know about Tsunami Awareness Week?
Tsunami Awareness Week, we have created a whole week of events There are things that we're going to share with the public. For example, we're going to put out our SMC tsunami maps that people can just search their address. And it's a lot. It basically it makes it very clear, yes or no, you're in a tsunami zone or not. And there's a campaign around that. We at San Mateo County Emergency Management Department will be also participating in a statewide exercise, tsunami exercise, to basically learn more and get ourselves ready for tsunamis. We've also ordered tsunami signs from the state, so more signage. When the order comes in, we will be putting those up as well. And lastly, and most importantly, we are actually revamping our alert and warning messages. They align with the feedback that we got from the many town halls that were held on the coast side by Supervisor Mueller.
That's great. Now, the exercises that are coming up, what is going to be involved in that? Will we be seeing people doing something on the coast side as part of that exercise that we should maybe be aware of?
No, this is not a public-facing exercise. This is really for the first responders and emergency agencies.
Okay.
To better be able to coordinate, and really, we had learnings from the tsunami scenario that happened in December, and so this is an exercise to cement those learnings and actually put in protocols to improve our processes. And one of those processes is going to be updating our tsunami playbook.
Right. That's great. And so you mentioned on the 24th here with Tsunami Awareness Week starting on the 24th, a tsunami dashboard for coastsiders. And that's where we're going to be able to see the maps of the zones and that type of thing. Yes?
Correct. So the dashboard basically has the map. It also has if you are in the location, if you're not in the location, and then it specifically says what you should or should not do. So it's very clear to people ahead of time, if you put in your address, what is an expected action for you all to take if there is a tsunami.
Right. And I have to admit, and you're probably going to roll your eyes at this, and that's probably okay, but I've heard people say, well, we're never going to get a tsunami. What are the chances we get a tsunami? It's, you know, we're up on the bluffs. It's never going to really impact us. So what are the chances that we'd have a tsunami, and what can you tell us about that?
We can't predict the chances of a tsunami. Natural disasters, we cannot predict these. And so we need to be prepared. And preparedness is very simple. It's know where you're going to go. And that's it. You don't want to be caught off guard. And it's easy to say, I think it's a psychological protection mechanism. It's easy to say that it's not going to happen here or it's not going to happen at all. But that is not the mindset that we take here at emergency management.
Right. And that's good to know. And it seems to me, I'm from the Midwest, so when something happens, you know, what happens with the schools and such. So your plan also obviously includes the schools. And it sounds like if the schools are in session, would schools be necessarily evacuated, or are schools actually in a zone so that people might go to a school?
Yeah, so we have been working with schools directly in those areas and educating. They are responsible for creating their own plans based on where they are. And our department has been working very closely with the schools and also doing things like assemblies in the last couple of months.
That's excellent. So there are obviously other emergencies. We have earthquakes and such, and your department is dealing with a lot of those. And maybe you can come back sometime and we can talk about being prepared for those other emergencies. But in the meantime, thank you very much for your time and for being here. And I will remind you that the Tsunami Awareness Week is starting March 24th. You can get a lot of great information about being prepared for the tsunami at smcalert.info or at the smcgov.org/DEM. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you very much. And for this week's Feature of the Week, I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to KHMB contributor Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. They have been referred to as the Nifty 50s, and in moments, Time Machine host Cameron Palmer
will take you back to the year 1950. You're listening to Community Radio for the Coastside, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hi there, this is Audrey down at Small Town Sweets, and I'm so happy to tell you about my candy store. Small Town Sweets has a wide selection of specialty and nostalgic candies ready to bring you down memory lane. Come and take a look at our chocolates, sweet and sour gummies, varieties of licorice from around the world. So hurry in before it's all gone. Small Town Sweets is a small piece of Americana. I'm open noon to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Closed on Tuesdays. I hope to see you soon.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1950, this week the KHMB Time Machine stops in the year 1950. What were things like back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, PG&E given 6% electric rate increase. The State Public Utilities Commission has granted the Pacific Gas and Electric Company a 6% rate increase. It is estimated the cost of private consumers will be an extra cent a day and will bring the company over $8.5 million in new annual income. And Cancer Drive to open April 1st. April is Cancer Awareness Month, and the American Cancer Society is hoping to raise $27,000 in donations from the public. The drive for funds in Half Moon Bay is being held by the members of the YLI. An Easter deal drive fund lagging. The 1950 Easter Seal campaign to raise funds for the San Mateo County's crippled children is to date lagging far behind, according to a report issued this week. The local committee issued statements saying, "We earnestly hope that the next 2 weeks previous to Easter that the local citizens who have received the 100 seals mailed to them will take a few minutes and mail their checks or dollars." And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone else heard that a major portion of Hillsdale Mall is going to be converted to office space, residential units, and some retail? A few years back, this mall got a major facelift, and it's hard to imagine it's being replaced so soon. Hopefully that lovely movie theater providing food service to your reclining seat will remain. I love that. Folks have decades of memories of a quick trip over the hill to the mall. Our kids' family even made a little made-up song. Oh, we're going to the mall and we're going to have a ball. And that's all. Let's hope the new version will still be something to sing about. Keep calm and mall on. 1950 was the start of the fast changes the world would see in the next two decades. The Great Depression was becoming a faint memory, and families were moving out to the suburbs. Kids watched Howdy Doody on a 12-inch black and white TV set and spent Saturday afternoons watching cartoons at cinema matinees. Times were gentler, with little violence, and the consumer revolution was about to start in a big way. And the man on the household became the sole breadwinner. The median family income was $3,300 a year, and milk was still delivered to the doorstep. A clock radio to wake up was $25, and a new car that took you to work was $1,500, and gas that kept your car running was, oh my, 18 cents a gallon. In technology news, the first TV remote control is marketed. Diners Club issues the first credit cards. 8 million homes in the United States now own televisions, and President Truman authorizes production of the hydrogen bomb. And Stevie Wonder and Jay Leno are born this year. And now some popular music from 1950. A great variety of artists is represented on the charts in 1950. This is number one, hit reflecting what people love, the polka. Here's Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters with Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Hoop-Dee-Doo. up-dee-doo, up-dee-doo. I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Up-dee-doo, up-dee-doo. This kind of music is like heaven to me. Up-dee-doo, up-dee-doo. It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight. When there's a trombone player, I get a thrill, I always will. When there's a concertina stretched about a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays a tune so sweet. Plays a tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-dee.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-doo.
Hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
When there's a trombone playing, gets a thrill.
I get a thrill, I always will.
He always will. When there's a concertina
stretched about a mile, I always smile.
You'll see him smile,
'cause that's my style.
That's style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle.
I plays a tune so sweet.
Plays a tune so sweet that we could die.
Ah, yes, lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy. Us higher than a kite. We're in clover, we're in bloom. When we're dancing, give us room.
Hoop-dee-doo in it with all of our might.
Rain may fall and snow may come, nothing's gonna stop us from.
Hoop-dee-doo in it, hoop-dee-doo in it, hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
From the polka to the opera, another big hit courtesy of Mario Lanza with Be My Love.
Thank you.
to my dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire.
Be my love.
Love's promised land, there'll be no one but you for me.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant. Known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients, Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere, perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a great story I just read by Mike Koepka. Being a commercial dog walker myself, this story is near and dear to my heart. Wearing a cowboy hat, purple-tinted aviators, and a sturdy pair of overalls, Wild Bill Peacock appears out of the fog in the sand dunes like a character in a psychedelic spaghetti western. He calls himself the Dog Wrangler and is happy to be surrounded by 8 unleashed canines. Armed with an iridescent orange tennis ball launcher and a rainbow array of leashes slung over his shoulder, he drives packs of dogs through the sandy terrain at Fort Funston 3 times a day. At roughly $25 a dog, Peacock has 2 main jobs: to make sure they all get their exercise, and to pick up after them when they relieve themselves. Picking up poo used to gross me out at first, but after 10 years I can have a sandwich in one hand and a bag of poop in the other, Peacock said, grinning. Peacock saw his roommate making a living out of dog walking and figured, I can do that. He spent some of his formative years in Montana, so the cowboy persona seemed a natural identity. His given name is William Burke Peacock, but the matching initials are a nice coincidence. Once he took the dive into dog wrangling, Peacock went from being a depressed, overweight company man to the energetic entrepreneur he is today. He may make it look easy, but Peacock says it's not. People have this image that it's just hanging out at the beach with your dogs. It's at least 50% driving, Peacock said, as he stopped to pick up a dog. Last year, he put 25,000 miles on his bright blue truck with its steer horns mounted on the top. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726 3700. Now back to the show and Wild Bill Peacock. He's hardly alone at Fort Funston. Plenty of commercial dog walkers take advantage of the beachfront land controlled by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. There's a strong sense of community. The walkers wave and call to each other by first names, and if a dog gets loose from a pack, they'll make a few fast calls and see that it's returned to its rightful minder. Peacock says the community is self-regulating. Most follow the unwritten rules on the dunes. They know to give each other pack space, especially at the drinking fountain, to avoid an ugly canine confrontation. To the uneducated viewer, it looks awful, Peacock said of a large pack. It looks like everything is totally out of control. But the whole idea of a pack is they sort of get a collective mind. They're no harder to control than one dog if you've got a good pack. The GGNRA isn't so sure. It's on the verge of imposing a dog plan for Fort Funston, Ocean Beach, Baker Beach, Crissy Field, and other federally controlled areas that will require professional dog walkers to buy a $300 permit, show proof of liability insurance, and limit their packs to 6 dogs. Many commercial dog walkers are unhappy with the proposed plan and have said so during a public comment period that ends Monday. Peacock says he's fine with some of the proposed rules, but not the 6-dog limit. What gives the National Park Service the right to make these decisions for all dog owners in the Bay Area, he asked. No one gets to vote on it. I thought we were supposed to vote on things in this country. I'm pretty sure that my business can adapt, but I don't know that every dog owner has that same flexibility. This is basically the last days in the unregulated Wild West of dog walking. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
What's blue and white and saves you time? More for Less on the corner of Kelly Avenue and Highway 1. Whether you're on your way to work, running around town, or visiting the coast for the first time, treat yourself to More for Less. Easy in and out, and great items inside, including fresh coffee all day, snacks, sweets, soda, beer and wine, and more. Lotto tickets, scratchers, greeting cards, pet food, and even oil for your car. Stop in today and fill up. Go inside and see for yourself all the goodies inside More for Less. And don't forget your propane. Remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less in Half Moon Bay today.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This is Matthew Adams, this week's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm here to talk about breathing. Breathing is critical to human existence, as you're well aware. If you're listening to this, hopefully, you're breathing. The average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. That is a lot of repetition. And as my martial arts mentor likes to say, practice makes permanent. So hopefully, our breathing technique is up to par. I'll be back with more on breathing after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
This is Matthew Adams, and today my subject is breathing. Now, as I mentioned, the average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. And in my experience, quality repetition leads to quality performance. And when we're talking about breathing, quality performance means a higher quality of life in general. So I want to quickly take you through a very simple exercise on making sure that you're getting a good quality rep when you take a breath. So go ahead and, if you are in a position where it's safe to do so, take your hands and place them just below the bottom of your rib cage with your forefinger in the front and your thumb on the back. Now take a deep breath in and just notice what happens. And then exhale and notice what happens. Now as you continue to breathe with your hands there, I want you to try and move your diaphragm, move your abdomen in an expansive way out in all three directions, forward, sideways, and backwards as you inhale. And then to have the opposite of that happen as you exhale, where you contract, you get a little bit smaller in all three directions on your exhale. That is the way that we would be expanding three-dimensionally on an inhale and contracting three-dimensionally on an exhale is the ideal way to breathe. Now, the other piece of breath is that we should expand downwards first, then outwards, then upwards. So if you watch a baby laying on their back, you'll see them naturally breathing in this manner where their belly expands first, their chest second, and their shoulders lift slightly third. That's how we should all be breathing. Unfortunately, many of us, for a variety of different reasons, are programmed into breathing patterns that are less than ideal, where we breathe primarily in our chest. Now, chest breathing is a common cause of anxiety. It can also exacerbate things like depression and lead to postural issues, which can affect the shoulders, the neck, and the spine in ways that can cause a great deal of pain. I'm Matthew Adams for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm a health and fitness coach here on the Coastside. And if you have any questions or want to learn more about breathing or get coached on breathing or movement, I hope that you'll contact me via phone 534-4004 or via my website mindyourmovement.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the bands who play here live. I'm Mike Dale, and this week we're going back in time to another era in popular music with the ensemble band called Footnotes Jazz Band. And they'll be playing at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows on Sunday, April 6th. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to their website, hmb-odd, for all the details. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. From delicious food like bangers and mash to burgers and fries to plenty of fun like open mic night on Thursdays and karaoke on Friday and Saturday, Cameron's Pub and Restaurant is the only true British pub on the coast, and Cameron's was just voted as one of the 8 best pubs in California. Now, without further ado, let's welcome the director of the Footnotes Jazz Band, Lori Stotko.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
So let's start with the history of the jazz band. You took it over from someone else at Foothill College.
We originally started as an actual class, a jazz class at Foothill College. And I took it on in 2010 because Foothill decided they didn't want to have an evening jazz class anymore. They just cut out those classes. And most of us kept re-registering and just being in that class. And finally, Foothill said, all right, you know, we're not going to do these night classes. De Anza did the same thing. So Foothill became the Footnotes because we originated from Foothill College. So that's how we named ourselves.
Before we got on the show today, I was telling you, you know, my mom and dad were born in the early 30s. And, you know, jazz music, jazz bands, that was the literacy of the culture of that time. That was the rock and roll of that time. Why you? You're a young person. Why jazz bands?
I have always loved jazz. I started playing piano when I was about two. So I'm really a piano player to start. And then as soon as I could get in band, loved the trombone. So I play both. Jazz just spoke to me. I loved the music. I loved the improvisational aspect. I've always been able to improvise. I have a decent ear for music. Just loved it from the first minute I heard it.
I want to play some music now, Lori. And let's start with this Count Basie song called Moton Swing. Tell me about that.
Count Basie Orchestra was a very famous traveling orchestra. They really were able to, they had to book their own train, being African-American people. And Basie made sure that people ate well, stayed well. He took them all around the country, and he introduced dance music and jazz. And we are still playing Basie arrangements. So Moton Swing was written for Benny Moton in 1930. Good classic swing dance tune with lots of great solos.
So this particular track we're going to play now is actually one of your live performances from the Village in San Jose. Is there anything you want to tell about that performance?
That's a group of mostly retired people. They did get up and dance.
Cool.
And I've played there now with two big bands. Was glad to bring my big band in there. And they enjoyed the concert and were invited back.
You're on Coastside Carousel. This is Moton Swing right now on KHMB. Thank you. 100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. You're on Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and with me is Lori Stotko of the Footnotes Jazz Band. We want to try to squeeze in as many songs as we can today because some of these are a little bit longer. Now, I love bossa nova, so let's go right into Carrie's Bossa. Tell me about that song.
Carrie's Bossa, there's a fellow who graduated from Homestead High School. His name is Howard Suspettis. He is a fantastic woodwind player. Barry Sachs plays all the reeds. He writes big band music like crazy. He's been writing since he was 15. And all of us big bands, and I tell you, you can't swing a stick without hitting a community big band in the Bay Area. If you don't have Howard Suspettis tunes in your book, then you're missing out. So Carrie's Bossa was specifically written for Greg Abate, and his wife's name is Carrie, and it was a wedding tune. Howard was my neighbor, and when he was moving, he handed me the original of this tune for my band to play, and he's just fabulous at all of his Latin tunes. We have many of his charts, and we're glad of it.
Again, this is from the Villages concert you did in San Jose from January of 2024. This is Carrie's Bossa on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
Community Radio for the Coastside at 100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. You're on Coastside Carousel and hearing the music of Footnotes Jazz Band. With me is the band leader, I should say, band director. Is there a band leader, band director? Lori Stotko. Lori, you're the MC. You do it all, right? You play trombone, and yet you're cutting it up on the microphone as well.
I am the MC, chief cook, bottle washer, secretary. I'm their mom. I'm their security. I'm the police.
How is it arranging and leading a jazz band when you have 17, 18 musicians? It's hard enough to get four together, isn't it?
It is literally like herding cats. And I am the only woman in the band. The guys came to me and said, don't you want to run the band? And I said, only if you will let me do my job. It has been a long journey, and I feel like I've got a really super great group of core musicians. The guys are loyal. They practice every concert. They really bring their best talent and their best solos, and they work hard.
Lori, it's going to be a great show at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, April 6th, 4:30 showtime. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to the website hmb-odd for all the details. How do you pick the music for the show? Are we hearing some of that today, by the way? Are you going to play Carrie's Bossa, Moten Swing, some of those?
Pretty sure we're going to play Moten Swing. We might play Love for Sale. That's a nice, small, wooden room. So I have to pick tunes that aren't too shouty, tunes that are too brassy that will blow everybody's hair off. I want to have some tunes where, because when you have 18 pieces, that's a loud band. So I have to play to the room. If I have a big theater, boy, we can pull out some of these big numbers, you know, with a lot of high trumpet and a lot of flashy stuff. I intend to pick a set where people have familiar tunes that they enjoy and they can certainly dance.
You teed it up for us because that's the next song we're going to play right now. This is Love for Sale. Now, in the on the website, you said New Yorkers 1930. Do you know what that, what does that mean? It was produced originally in 1930?
It was produced in 1930, made famous by Cole Porter.
Oh, Cole Porter.
Originally by a group called the Peddlers. I don't know much about them, but I've got that in the history. Love for Sale has also been beautifully performed by Ella Fitzgerald and has a long discography of many famous singers. It's a little bit of a dicey song. It's about prostitution, but we kind of gloss over that because it is so fun to play and it just has great changes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Let's hear it now. The Footnotes Jazz Band and Love for Sale on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. KHMB's Coastside Carousel, listening to big band jazz today. My guest is Lori Stotko, band director of the Footnotes Jazz Band, and they'll be playing at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, April 6th. Tickets only $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to the website hmb-odd for all the details. How do you fit 18 band members on that little stage at Oddfellows?
By being good at Tetris.
What does that mean? That's a good joke.
You know, really, being a trombone player, we need slide room so that we aren't smacking the saxophone players in the back of the head. But we put five saxes in front, four trombones behind them. The trumpets stand behind us, and we tuck the rhythm section in usually by my right hand so I can keep positive control of the tempos and the beats and what's going on.
I have an idea. We're running out of time. This 20 minutes goes by very fast. You also have what you call Johnny's theme. And what I'd like to suggest is that on the count of three, we end the show with Johnny Carson's theme. What do you think?
Why not?
All right. You ready? One, two, three. Here's Johnny! Lori, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with the show, the Footnotes Jazz Band. And go to the website for all the information on where they're playing next and their music online as well. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate being here.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today's revisionist historians claim that George Washington was a deist, yet this completely contradicts historical fact. George Washington's religious habits were commended by numerous eyewitnesses. In fact, so well was his faith documented that monuments both at Valley Forge and at the U.S. Capitol memorialize him kneeling in prayer. Perhaps those who have come to believe that George Washington was a deist should remember the words of his adopted daughter, who declared, "I should have thought it the greatest heresy to doubt his firm belief in Christianity. His life, his writings prove that he was a Christian. Is it necessary that anyone should certify his belief in Christianity? As well may we question his patriotism." We can't question the patriotism of George Washington, nor can we question the fact that he was a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.